Hello, and thank you for joining me for The Infinite You. This is our second month together. Let's get into the infinite of the infinite. What's that mean to you? Do you understand what infinite means, or does your mind think it's only what you can see now, that you already have everything you're going to have? The infinite part of you never dies. That soul part of you that lives on forever, whether in body or out of body. We're going to take that to the level of the mind in this recording, in this session together, to understanding infinite. Is it ongoing? What is your definition? Grab your pen and paper and write down what infinite means to you. Is there a stoppage point? Is it 100 million? Is it 5 friends? If it's an infinite living? What does it mean, that word infinite? Because the I in an infinite really does come from the inside of you, in the finite of you. So it's every detail, every knowing that continues on and on and on and on. And when you're understanding the infinite, you can start creating you from the infinite you and bridging that together to say, I am infinite. Doesn't mean you go out and take daredevil things and think, oh, that won't happen to me, right? That's kind of invincible. We're going more infinite to say your knowledge, your knowings, your creativity, your passion, your purposes, they really are an infinite being of you, an infinite part of you. And through this infinite part of you, you start creating what you want that infinite person, being to be. What do you want the passion to produce for you? Produce for others? Creating the infinite you is learning to let go of all boundaries. Oh, that's scary. Stepping out of the comfort zone. Whoa, even scarier, right? We did it this way for 20 years. We're going to keep doing it this way for 20 years. Yeah, there's growth there, right? So let's move past that and say, how can we do it differently? And not that there's anything new created under the sun, but how can you express your passion, who you are, where you are, what you want, your desires, your dream? How can you, from the inside out, create that finite person that truly is the infinite being of you? So nothing comes to a halt or a stop in your life. You just simply experience and create and experience and create. And you keep that going in a pattern of moving forward or flowing. Because once something stops, you have to know. You have to be in the awareness and say, wait, I must have a limit there that says I don't deserve or I can't have or I'm not worth anything more than that, or that experience is over. Sometimes you want experiences to be over. So infinitely cut them off for good, for lifetime, right? How easy is this for, say, stay out of my life, boom, they're done. We're not talking to them ever again, and move forward. But when we want to start creating for ourselves and creating through our passion and our purpose, we get stuck because we think we're only worth this, or people won't do this, or I don't know where to take this. Don't worry about where it's going. Look at the goal. Look at your dream. And envision an infinite you. And we're going to pull up an infinite screen that goes on forever and ever and ever and ever. So in your mind, I want you to pull up your screen. We've done it many a times. Pull up your visual screen. But this time, instead of seeing the square picture like a TV, I want you to see a tunnel, a very wide tunnel, maybe from the left to the right of you, as far as your peripheral vision can see, and even farther, stretch it. Here's your tunnel. It is covered with your dream of the infinite you. What's happening in that picture? What are you surrounding yourself with in that knowing, in that part of you that's dreams so big that your conscious mind goes, wait, I can't keep up. But the truth is it can keep up. But you've got to train it to keep up with what you're dreaming, what you're doing. And it's not by having scattered energy and putting out 20 million things for 20 other people. It's really honing in and focusing on you and what you want the outcome to be. You can't create outcomes for other people. You can guide them. You can show them. I can't create the outcome for you, but I can give you the tools to create your own outcome. And I can give you the tools to believe in the infinite knowing of you, that you do have everything you need within you to create whatever you're creating right there in your big tunnel vision, huge tunnel vision. So we're taking the tunnel vision that people tell us we have, and we're expanding it into our peripheral vision as it wraps around us, behind us, before us. Stand in the middle of the tunnel. See yourself standing right in the middle of this visionary tunnel. And put up there on the screen, you play the movie, you're the producer, and you're the star. What do you want to look like? Who's there? What colors are in there? What sounds are you hearing? Is there a stage? Is there people? Is it creating money to get that next thing? Is it paying off your debts and you see that gone? What is that dream that you're dreaming within? However, you're not living it out because you might not know the steps, or you may not be qualified in all those fears that come up. So here's your big screen with your dream on it. Now I want you to see you right in the middle of it. And I want you to start seeing your body move in motion and see what it's doing as it's creating this dream, this artistry of you, of your vision for you. And then I want you to, just for a moment, pull up a square screen right around you and throw up all your fears. Everything that says you can't have this big vision, throw them up there. To this, to that, not that, this, all those fears, or maybe you just see the weird word fear, whatever that is for you. Okay? And then I want you to see it going smaller and smaller. Smaller and smaller. Smaller and smaller. Take a deep breath in. And blow that screen away. And when you blow that screen away, it tells your conscious mind that you've just overcome that fear. All those fears you came up with, once you blow them away, your mind no longer holds them. Look up at the big screen again. Do your body scan. Does any part of my body hold fear that this dream is not now my reality? Any part of this screen fear? Do I fear? What parts of your body are tightened up? If it's your chest, then you need to speak it as if it's already happening. If it's your legs, then you've got some action works to do. But you ask your body, okay, body, why'd you tighten up? What fear are you holding there in my body that's saying I can't or I'm scared? Because your muscles know, right? When you do muscle testing, it knows yes from no. It knows truth from false. So if it's tightening, it's telling you, hey, we have a block here. Ask it. What do you hear? What do you feel when you ask that part of you? Why are you fearing this big dream that I'm already creating, that I'm already stepping in the middle of, right? See yourself right in the middle of the dream, right in the middle of the screen. There you go, in that big, huge tunnel, however big it is for you. And now ask that person right there, that's the you of you, to just smile and relax and enjoy with peace. Because this is already happening unconsciously. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to throw it out there consciously to see it. So what's blocking you between that unconscious vision and the conscious vision that you're throwing out there is you, the infinite you, because you don't think, you don't believe, your thoughts are still fear-based. Let go of fear-based thoughts. Align your thinking with your knowing, with trust. And that's a lot of the reasons why you hear me over and over say, stop thinking and just experience. Sure, there's going to be thoughts. Sure, you're going to have self-talk. But if you really sat down and quieted your mind through your experience, you'd experience it with all your senses and without judgment. Yes, you would know the details, but it wouldn't be good or bad, right or wrong. It would just be the experience of the infinite you. So we're going to take you back right here at the beginning of the tunnel. So bring yourself right here at the beginning of the tunnel. What pictures are you seeing in front of you, left or right and all around you? This is the first step you need to take. This is the first step in your experience to experience it. So experience that now. Maybe it's writing the check to pay off your debt, and you see yourself writing it now. I'm now writing that check that pays off all debts. I'm now signing for that car. I am now building my business. Maybe you see yourself creating a website, creating a program, or you're up there live in front of people. What is that first step? And instead of going in the thoughts to say, how can I do it? I'm already experiencing it. And in my experience, my next action is, and fill in the blank. My next action is, and fill in the blank. Only do 2 to 3 to 5 at one time. Over 3 to 5 steps, you'll overwhelm your mind. You'll get bogged down in the details, or you'll go too big picture. So the balance of 3 to 5 steps is very good for the conscious mind because it can remember that. It can get that. It can action that out into your knowing, into your infinite resource within you. That source of that you already have. Everything you need within you to create your passion, to create your desire. Otherwise, it wouldn't be in there. If you had no idea that there was a third world country, your mind wouldn't even fathom that part of your dream to be in a third world country. You wouldn't know that, right? You wouldn't even have the resources to connect to that because it would be the unknown to you. So what you're doing in the infinite of you is creating the knowing and the known to you that you are infinite, that you do have these things. And pulling those belief systems around it to say, I can. And then the action of implementing your infinite reality in your mind, that is you looking at that screen every day, many times a day if you need, and say, what's my next step? Or my next step is this. And it's not that you have to go out there and do many, many things. It's a step at a time. And asking the universe and your God and your source to say, connect me with what I need, what needs connected. Or having the trust to say, I will be connected right when I need to be connected to all things and always, always. How's that for a mantra? I'll be connected right at the moment that I need that in my life now. Because I come from a source of infinite. And in a source of infinite, there are no blocks. There are no limits. There's just freedom to create, to be, to experience. And we're going to structure your belief system around that infinite mind reality. Woo! That's a lot. But let's go deeper. If your mind knew every answer before you asked, how much more would you trust it? Because the answer is always before the question. And I want you to grasp that. The answer is always before the question. Otherwise, you couldn't think of the question if you didn't know that there would be an answer. So what time is it gives you that there is a thing of time? Now your mind says, search for the detail, what time is it? And maybe you see it on a wall. Maybe it comes into your awareness, to your sight. Maybe you just hear what time it is in your head. Many people have a clock in their head. They know 5 minutes from 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And it's okay if you don't. Just ask your mind to start programming that way, if that's what you want for you, that's what you desire for your mind to do for you. It's here to serve you. You're not here to serve your mind. Your mind is here to help serve you and others. So use it. Program it and what you want it to be, what you want it to believe in. Because the infinite mind reality, it already knows. It's just you consciously tapping back into that infinite part of you and saying, from this well of me, right? From this inner peace of me, I have all answers. I have everything I need to know before I know it. Now, some of you, I can already hear your egos going, yes, I know everything. Yes, I've got this. That's not what it's about. It's about aligning your ego to say, when I do know, I can share. And I know that I know when I know to share, and I know when not to share. Because just because you know something doesn't mean other people want to know it. Right? How many times have you ever crossed your boundaries because you said something they weren't ready for? You know, for me personally, and this is just my tip to give to you, is wait for them to ask. Truly, wait for them to ask. Give them time to ask you. And then give yourself time to answer. The infinite mind, it can pull energy from everywhere to see if you believe in the astral projections and ESP, and that's where you're really tapping into your infinite self through your sixth sense. But the truth is, when you connect all your physical senses to that inner sense of knowing, it becomes one reality for you. Yes, there's many dreams and many ways, but to you, it's like simply just breathing. That's when you know you're in the infinite flow of you. And that infinite flow of you is structured by your learning, your creating, your understanding. Empowering up your infinite to say, what else is there? What else do I need to reveal? And the revealing is the secrets of the limits. The only reason you have a limit is because there's a fear. So here we are in the tunnel again. Open it up, see it, visualize it. And then I want you to ask your mind to literally show you through the tunnel where the roadblocks are. What's blocking me to going to this step? What is blocking me in my mind that's fearing to go to this step? And you can do it with your eyes open or closed. Open or closed, doesn't matter, whatever works for you. Right? And what's that roadblock? Stop there. Go up, walk up to that roadblock. Boom, that's your comfort zone. And if you step past that, something's going to happen that you're not sure is going to happen. But guess what? You're taller than the roadblock. So look over it. Feel it. What's going to happen out there? There really is no unknown. You just didn't ask it to know, right? If you don't ask to know something, it will be unknown to you. Right? If you didn't ask to take history class in school, it kind of gave it to you, right? But if you got to choose what you wanted to take and you didn't take history, how much would you really know about the past or care about the past? Or, right? Are you getting it? Ask forward questions, not past questions. Stay in the forward motion. Okay, so here's your roadblock in your tunnel. You're in your vehicle, your car. So get out of your car. Walk up to the roadblock and ask, okay, why are you only letting me go this far? What's stopping me? What's that fear? What do you hear? What do you feel? Oh, you don't have the skills. Oh, because you don't see the money? You don't feel you have it to pay off the debt? What are you hearing? What's blocking you? And then ask it, is that true? And what if I did move you, roadblock? What would I experience? In peace. In trust. So see yourself moving the roadblock. Setting it over here to the side for a moment. Take a step. Are you still okay? Oh, look, you can see further. You already see what's in front of you. You've just got to bring it into your awareness. You've got to bring it into knowing the unknown. Because your comfort zone, that secret of limit that says this is all I know. Think about, in the first recording, we talked about people that make $50,000 and want to make $100,000. And they don't know what the block is in between there. So what if they walked up to the $50,000 and said, I want to double you? And the $50,000 says, no, I'm comfortable at $50,000. What's making you stop? What's the comfort? What's the fear of having $100,000? Oh, you wouldn't know what to do with it. Oh, people might talk. Oh, we'd be better than our friends. Or, oh, things are going to change. Or so-and-so may leave. Or so-and-so may come if I have this. Or everybody will want from me if I have this. Are you hearing those? Is that really true? Or do you have the power to say no? Do you have the power to step up and say that's not true for me? And what's true for me is I am worth and can create $100,000 or $100 million or whatever. You put it in. You plug in your number. If you're a business owner and you're not getting the clients that you need, ask yourself or that you're desiring. Maybe you're only working with 10, but you want to work with 20. Step up to that roadblock. What are you hearing? Oh, you may not have time. Oh, they may not think you're worth it. Do you hear yourself? These are your limits. These are your fears. Who would you be without that fear? Oh, you'd be open to having more clients. You'd be open to more dreams. You'd be open to more realities and opportunities. Move that roadblock just for a moment. Step beyond it. Look out there again. Look in front of you and out there again in your tunnel. Are you still okay? Oh, so you really didn't need that fear. You really didn't need that fear. It was just keeping you safe and protected because you were so used to. Stop getting used to things and experience new things all the time. Are you one of those like me that go to the restaurant and order the same thing every time because we're scared to try something new, or we just don't even know if we'd like it, so we don't even go there? Yeah. How many times do we do that in our daily lives, in our creative life? We all came in with a passion and a person and an art that would sustain us through. Maybe it's the art of healing. Maybe it's the art of talking. Maybe it's the art of creating cars or automobiles or paints or whatever it is for you. That gift can and will sustain you if you let go of the fear that it's only a hobby or it doesn't make money. Because what if it did make money? What if it made an infinite amount of money and just kept flowing and flowing and flowing? And you're giving and receiving and you're giving and receiving. Oh, did you just hear you'll have to hire more people and that's going to be a headache? Or you're going to have to do things a little differently that you're not used to? So what? It's an experience. Step into it. What would it feel like if you had to hire 5 people in 5 different departments for you? Is it still okay? So why'd you fear it? Because it looked bigger than you believed. That's the only reason you fear, is because it looks, feels, and senses bigger than your belief system. So when you're creating your infinite belief system, there is nothing bigger than you. The mountains that you create, how many times do we go, oh my gosh, that was really just a molehill. When I looked at it and changed perspective, it wasn't even really there. How many times do you set yourself up for failure because success seems like it would be so hard or it would have so many demands? And the truth is you already are a success right where you are. And you want to create more of that success? Move the roadblocks. Start walking down this huge visual tunnel every day and keep walking and experiencing it. If it's driving to work, listen something that's going to empower you, or music, or something that's going to get your mind flowing. And listen to it. Most of us have background noise on and we're thinking 20 million things that we have to do. Stop thinking. and start being. That fear-based thought mentality will keep your roadblocks right where they are and keep you right where you are. Implement the actions that you're seeing yourself being and doing because you desire that result. And if it feels heavy, ask yourself, what am I fearing about doing this? That you may not have the skill, that people may laugh, caring what other people think. All this programming is generations back. But you have the power, and you have now the knowing that you are an infinite source of everything you need right when you need it. If you'll just tap into that belief system to say, I'm more than that, and I can be more. How's that feel? I am more. I am more than I am now because I am more than I am the moment ago. Just listening to this has plugged in a lot of holes in your belief system to go, yeah, I do know that. Yeah, I can know that. Right? The infinite you is not the internet of you, right? Get off the world's internet and get back into your own internet, your own infinite net. Imagine with me. Here we go. Imagine in the center of your mind. First, imagine what the center of your mind looks like, feels like, what's it sound like. Maybe it's a core, maybe it's a place, an open space. Whatever that is for you is right for you. And right there in the center of your infinite mind is this book. And you just step up to the book and you ask your question. And then you just open the book. So let's do it. Step up to the book. Make your book as big as you need. Your favorite color, print, font. Put all the details in there. If it's audiobook, put it in your best audio voice that you love to hear, that you believe in, that you trust in. Yeah, there you go. So we're going to ask the question. So go in, ask the question. What's blocking me? What do I need to know in this moment? How do I do this? Whatever it is, I want you just to ask your own question. And I want you to see yourself bending down and just opening the book right where you open it. It's the right place. I want you to begin to read what it's telling you. Hear what it's telling you. Feel what it's telling you. You may have to do it a few times to get your belief system to know that it's there, but it is there. All your answers are within you, not with outside of you. And it's an infinite book. It goes on forever. So no matter what question you have, you can come into the center core of your mind, of your being, open the book, and there it is. How much further in life would you be if you had that open book and you just went with it? Because your answers are right for you. If you're doing this with a buddy system, they might get another answer because they asked a different question, a different way, a different energy. Do you get that? So your answers won't work for other people. My answers won't work for you. But I can show you, teach you how to tap into your own answers, to reveal the secrets that's limiting, that's saying you don't know, because you do know. And when you hear yourself say, I don't know, stop and say, what if I did know? There's an infinite source in there that says, here's the answer. You feel it, you see it, you hear it. This is tapping in into all your infinite senses, all your muscles, all your knowings, all your being as oneness. And each time you go to the book, the answer's right there for you. But you gotta take the time to go in. We're so outside ourselves looking for the next woohoo. or the next answer. Oh, it's going to be out here. No, it's got to come from within. So why not go within and get it and grasp it and understand it? And then if you need some convincers from the outside in, ask your mind, show me one time where this matches so I know it's true. Show me three times where this matches, whatever it works for you. One time gets it quicker, but if you need three, use three. If you need to hear something four times, five times before you know it's true, then that's right where you are. And work on that to bring it the first time. The first time you ask, you know. First time you see, hear, feel, you know. And when there's a block and you're not hearing or seeing that answer for you, go back to the book and say, let me read it again. It's a never-ending flow of energy source. It's the infinite power of you. It's not for you to say, well, let me go in and grab this for you. No. Allow other people to answer their own questions in their own mind, in their own way, in their own understanding. A lot of times, you're just a sounding board for others. They really don't want your answer. They really don't want you to tell them. They want to figure it out. Give them the tools to figure it out. Well, this is how I figured it out for me. How are you going to figure it out for you? How would you believe you would know that answer? There's many signs in the universe. Billboard signs, stop signs, signs, right? Signs are senses because our senses can read the signs, know the signs, feel the signs. And when you really hone in on your belief system with trust, trusting the signs that are in front of you, you really hone into this flow of infinite you and experience it and allow your ego side to come along with you to say, this is awesome. This is, I can create from this knowing. Your ego is not that part of you that goes out there and says, I am all this and you are nothing. That's just simply false pride. Don't get that confused with the ego mind. The ego mind is there to help you, sustain you. You're consciously knowing that you do know something. So when you do speak, that you have the gift of confidence, that you have the trust of knowing it, and it makes sense to your conscious mind. Allow your ego to go along with your spirit mind as a oneness. And if you know, if you ever want to check where your ego and your spirit are in alignment, put your hands on your lap. Ask your ego to come out on one side and your spirit to come out on the other. If one hand is in front of the other, then you know one's leading the other. So ask it to come in unison. Come in unison. It may feel like you're repeating some things because you brought your spirit back in or you brought your ego back in. But that's okay because you don't want to get tripped up down the road because your ego's way back here and your spirit's out here. Or your ego's way out there and your spirit's back here. When you create from an I am an infinite, you can be and do all things. Through the power within you, the power of the universe, that universal God connection, source connection for you. To know, to create, to be. And to structure your mind reality. Do you even know where in your mind you hold memories? No, you don't have to go to anatomy and figure it all out. Do this with me now. Put your hands on your lap. So I want you to ask your mind about a memory that you have, maybe of childhood or yesterday, and ask it. Ask your hand to touch that part of your head that's holding the memory of, and then put a memory in. And watch your hand go there. Now, if you want to erase that memory, or you want to see it in a new light, or that habit, or whatever that is, just ask it to simply delete it. Watch your hand fall. Just by saying delete, the energy disconnected. Did you notice that? Let's do it again. Pull up a memory. Where is it? Let your hand touch it. Delete. hand will fall. Because you're telling the energy to disconnect from it. How many have emotional attachments to their past abuse, the victimization? Okay, so put your hands on your lap. Where is that part of me that's still holding anger that this happened to me? Whatever this is for you, plug it in. Delete the negative emotion. Now pull up the memory. Did it just become okay? Not good or bad, not right or wrong, but just a memory without any emotion. Do you see that? That's how fast your mind works. It's that quick response system you really do have. You're just programmed to believe that you need to go at a slower pace or at this pace or that pace because someone told you. Someone taught you the illusion of time. But the truth is you only have now. And when you stay in the infinite moment of now and you create from that, what happens? Oh, the roadblocks have to go. Because you're not looking 20 feet ahead of you, 5 days ahead of you. You're looking now and staying in the infinite now and know what you're experiencing. And as you're plugging into your calendar 5 days from now, it's just a knowing that you're about to experience that. That's okay. It's a new way of looking at time and letting go of this restraint that we only have this many minutes or we can only get this much done. It's a choice to choose that way. It is a choice to choose that belief that you have or don't have. Because everything here is for you. But if you believe it's not, it won't be. And if you believe it is, it will be. Have you ever gone to a meeting and you're just about late and you're like, oh my gosh, I have 5 minutes, but it's really 7 minutes away. But somehow you created 2 extra minutes in getting there and boom, you still have 2 minutes to rest before you go in. How's that happen? What'd you do? Your unconscious mind consciously created time to get you there closer and faster. But you didn't notice it. You didn't see it because it was energy outside yourself, within yourself. You're just not tapped into the awareness of it. But if you were, you would have seen a lot of light flashes and a lot of energy going, oh, and get you there. Maybe a car moved out of the way so you could get past them. You create that reality. Don't let time create you. You create the time in your knowing, in your desiring, in the infinite of you, because there is infinite time. It's only the world that puts up parameters, say, oh, it can only last this long. No, it can last a lifetime and beyond. And that's where you start building you. And it's not to say, oh, I have all the time in the world to do nothing. Use your infinite action. Learn it. Implement it. Structure it. But don't structure it with boundaries. Structure it with knowing how to tap into it. Structure your directions and say, this is how I tap into knowing my answers. You only need one way to know an answer. I know there's a million ways and you'll confuse yourself. But the truth is, there's one way to know, and when you make that roadmap for your mind to get there, to say, if I want to know this, just connect this to my book and bring out the answer in me. Let me see it, hear it, feel it, write it, whatever it is for you. And the more you begin doing that, practicing that, and trusting that, the faster. Because your mind does process very fast. But your conscious mind and your filters slow it down. In case you miss something, in case, right? All these fears, they don't go that fast with me. You really can't keep up. Because there's nothing to keep up with. It's your timing. It's your knowing. It's other people's judgments to say, you can do this when you're this age. You can do this at this moment. What do you desire to do? We've seen many 7, 8-year-olds be millionaires from one idea, because no one told him at 8 years old you couldn't be a millionaire. They didn't tell him you had to go to college first and you had to do all these things to get that, to be that. No, they just simply believed, created, and went on. Believe, create, move on. believe, create, move on. Create, believe, and move on. There you go. Don't stay stuck. If you're getting up doing the same thing every day, you're going to get the same results. Why do you want to experience that again? You already experienced it. Sure, you still have to brush your teeth every day, right? But you ever brush with your right hand, say your left hand, or your left hand or right hand? Or maybe you brush your teeth before you got in the shower and stuff after? Change it up. It really can be done, believe it or not. And I know a lot of bodies just went, oh my gosh, don't change my routine. I wouldn't know what to do. Yeah, you would. Your body already knows. It's already programmed to. Stop thinking you don't know, you don't have. Because that's your limits. How it's going to happen, that's the experience. And it's not for you to know every detail and bog yourself down in them to say you have to know how before you step out into action. Just step out there. Just move the barrier. And get into the love of knowing that you can move mountains. You can move the road barriers to get to your dream. Because you're the one that created the mountain. You're the only one stopping you from experiencing whatever it is. It's not because of 20 other people. It's not because of the way you were raised or the way you weren't raised or what you knew. Because through this program, you know you have the power to change your belief, your knowings, your reasonings, right? This takes away all excuses. Excuses take you stuck. Because they're external cues that are telling you that you can't. Excuse, right? External cue. Because the inclusive in you, the knowing of you, says, yes, I can. I don't need that excuse. I can because I can because I can. And I want because I want because I want to. And I desire to create because I want to desire and create and have and be and share and know. What do you want to experience today that you don't think you can experience? Go do it anyway. Go do it anyway. If you're still listening to the outside chatter, you're still caring what other people think. And what other people think isn't about you. It's about them and their own stuff and their own limits. If everyone was open to your dream, everyone would be there for your dream. So when you're dreaming and you're doing it, the ones that show up are the ones that believe right along with you. Leave the naysayers behind. They're not for you. And stop wasting your time trying to get them on board with you. It's not your job. Something you do say, feel, will eventually get back to them to know that, oh, she was right. Oh, she did it. Wow, I didn't think they could do that. Now they can. Stop placing idols in your life that you're supposed to follow and follow you. Yes, you can have the same cars, the same whatever. But don't do it their way. Do it your way. And the more you do it your way and trust your way, the easier it'd be. Have you ever even tried to follow somebody in a grocery store and they keep turning left, right, and you're trying to keep up because you have no idea where they're going? But if they would have just said, we're going to the meat produce, you both could have got there in your own way. That's kind of how life is. Here's the huge grocery store of your experiences. What do you want to experience? What do you want to partake in? And how do you want to do it your way? And if you see it's not working, ask yourself, why didn't that work for me? What stopped that from working? Oh, it was a belief. It was a limit. The secrets of your limit will reveal your infinite self, your infinite being. But you got to go into the limits and say, what are you holding on to that's keeping me from? And go into the complete exact opposite belief of it. Because that's where the power, the truth, of the peace lies. Because in that fear, in the secret of your limit of your fear lies the what? The actual lie telling you can't, that you're not, all the negativity. Here we go again. We're going to use our hands. And we're going to kind of close with this. We're going to put our hands on our lap. And we're going to ask the infinite side, the all-knowing side, the omnipresent side, whatever you want to call it. Omniscient, omnipresent. The all-knowing part of you within you to come out on your left or right hand. Doesn't matter which hand it comes out on. Just let it come out. Your left or right hand. And that other side of you that fears knowing, that fears all the fears, any part of the infinite, to come out on the other hand. Wow, is the other hand lower? It's heavier, isn't it? Fear is heavier than peace because it holds negativity. And it holds the negativity of the opposite of what? The peace. So take a breath in and see if your hands come together. And that gap that you're seeing, that's the part of you that fears being oneness with all of you, with the one of you, with that reality of you, that oneness of you, the infinite you, the all of you. So we're going to bridge that gap. And we're going to ask that fear side, what do you do for me? Oh, it keeps you safe. And what safety give you? You plug in your own words, whatever you hear. And what does that do for you? It creates a false sense of peace, doesn't it? Your limits creates a false peace that keeps you unsatisfied, but also keeps you stuck. So what if you just ask that fear side to trust that you can know, that you do already have the allness of you, the infinite of you. Deep breath in. Do your hands come closer? Very good. Chunk down until you get to the peace and the infinite love and joy. And then go over to the infinite side of you and say, what do you do for me? What do you create for me? Oh, peace, love, joy, abundance, purpose, prosperity. Fear side, are you creating that for me? Well, of course it is. To a limit. But fear side, if I move that limit and you moved in to the infinite, would it be okay now? Deep breath in. Hug your hands, see if they come together closer. And if they're almost touching, but not quite, ask the fear side, what do you need to know in order to be okay with being infinite? Most of the time, it's just trusting it. Your hands come together. Fold them. For those of you whose hands haven't come together, just keep working on it. Keep chunking down to say what else you need. What else do you need to know that makes it okay to have the infinite you? And when your hands can collapse together, fold your fingers in. Bring them up to the right below your chin on your chest. Take a deep breath in. Close your eyes and just let this all integrate. And it's integrating at a level that's so more powerful than your conscious mind knows. It's okay. But it's powering up with your conscious mind, consciously and unconsciously connecting all that you know, all peace, all infinite. There it goes. Take a breath in and out. Let your hands fall gently into your lap when all parts of you are now connected in oneness of knowing of the infinite you. There is no special time or need or space. Just let it connect in its unconscious connection, connecting consciously of knowing, consciously knowing that you do have the steps, unconsciously and consciously connecting those steps to bring them into your conscious awareness of your conscious self, of your conscious being, and your unconscious mind is now making all these connections to the unconscious level quickly and faster. And your hands will fall gently into your lap and all parts of you are totally connected into this infinite one of you. When your hands fall in your lap, just kind of breathe, relax. Your hands fall side to side. There you go. How do you feel? What's different? What released? Are you lighter? Are you yawning? Are you releasing some stuck energy? That's okay. For those of you who really, really connected on a deep, deep level, and you can go back and do this exercise daily or three times a day, four times a day, whatever you need to do it, you can use it for anything that's conflicting to bring it into oneness. Put it on one hand, put it on the other, bring it together, let it connect and integrate. But what you're going to find out is if you do this deep enough and many times, you're going to get tired through your day. It's okay. But you also may cross over some language barriers or language patterns, so you might fumble your words or your thoughts may not connect. That's okay. Just rest your mind and let it integrate. It's still integrating. When you sleep at night, just ask it right before you go to bed. Integrate all things into all oneness. Thank you. Thank you. And go to sleep. And when you wake up with those new ideas to you, those new knowings, those new I cans, I can, I can, I can, I want, I experience. My dreams change. My dreams are bigger. I've already accomplished this. Many people get stuck because they accomplish their dream and they don't know what's next. Which brings us to, in the third recording, it is, what's next? So you don't stop creating. So you continually create into the what's next. So join me for what's next. And until next time, until we meet again, stay at peace, my friend. Connect with me in any way you need. If you need some one-on-one coaching, call me. Connect with me through the website, JanielleHoff.com. I'll work with you personally one-on-one to move your belief system into the infinite. If these recordings aren't enough for you, that's okay. I'm here for you. To heal the mind, body, and soul, so you can experience you in all ways, always. And again, until next time, stay at peace, my friend.